Vegas Nation Podcast is powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Law. Give them a call at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com because you deserve what's right.
Las Vegas is a place where working the system can get you in serious trouble. I'm looking at you, card counters.
But why not go after the system in a positive way? At Sam & Ash, we provide that with the best personal injury representation.
And as a former insurance defense attorney, I know their tricks, and we use that to your advantage.
With our compassionate yet tenacious drive, we'll get you the maximum settlement that you deserve.
So call us anytime at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
Abner Mares is a world champion boxer, Olympian sports commentator, and most importantly, dad to two little girls. Beloved by abuelas and hardcore fans alike, Abner is a pro at entertaining the world both in and out of the ring. On Blue Wire's new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Mares, we will hear from Abner, his family, fellow athletes, and other people who made him the boxer and the man he is. They'll talk about Abner's journey from a kid on the streets to a boxing champ, sports, music, culture, and family life. Listen to On the Hook with Abner Mares wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes in English out on Tuesdays and episodes in Spanish out on Wednesdays.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for takeaways with me, Heidi Fang. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Takeaways edition of the Vegas Nation podcast. It's your host here, Heidi Fang, and we are sponsored by Sam & Ash Injury Law and presented by Indeed, Pepsi, and Favor Shot. Drink of favor.com. I've got a great show lined up here for you today as we reflect on some of the things that the Raiders have been doing in the Las Vegas community, particularly with youth football programs. And I was able to speak with Coach Gus McNair from the Canyon Springs High School football program, as well as former Raider Jacoby Ford, about the outreach that they've been doing. But we're also going to hear some sounds from the Raiders, John Gruden, and we also heard from Derek Carr, quarterback, today, because we right now believe that Trent Brown is presumed to have tested positive for COVID-19. So we will keep you updated throughout this podcast with sounds from the team on that. But first, before we get into that, we're going to hear from former Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Ford. Jacoby and I started chopping things up about what it was like to see so many different Clemson athletes now as part of the Raiders. So let's go ahead and get into it here with Jacoby Ford, former Raiders wide receiver. I'm joined today with Jacoby Ford, former Raider and well-known, like, track star as well, Clemson alum. So tell us, first of all, right now, when you look at these Raiders, what it's like to see so many different Clemson players joining in the fold.
It's awesome. You know, it just shows the culture that they're building out there in Clemson, and it just shows the belief that people from the Raider have, the organization has, and actually getting guys from the Raiders. I mean, getting guys from Clemson, sorry. So it's been good to see it. I love seeing those guys out there making plays. You know, it's always fun seeing, you know, your alumni out there just still doing what they love to do.
And when you look at the guys that have come over, there's like Hunter Renfro and Cleon Farrell. Which of those guys did you happen to watch maybe coming up and say, wow, that guy is going to be a star?
Renfro. I saw Renfro. It was one day I was in Clemson and he was doing one-on-ones, and he hadn't had a scholarship yet. And I saw him do a move and I was like, that kid can play. Like, he can really play football. He just has a knack for the game. His instincts are just very uncanny. And I was like, that kid's going to be special. And sure enough, here he was a couple years later, probably like a year later, making the game winning catch down in Tampa to beat Alabama. So
yeah,
just hats off to him, man. He just continues to make plays and, you know, he just continues to impress people, but I'm not surprised at all. He's been making plays like that since I've seen him. So I know 1-3 is going to just keep doing his thing.
Now, I am going to talk to you about your experience as a Raider, but before I do, I want to ask about your 40 time, because it's kind of close, 4.28, to somebody else who is now a Raider, Henry Ruggs, that they drafted in the first round. There was the first Raiders overall pick for this season. What do you make of Henry Ruggs and what you've seen out of him? I mean, though it's not been a whole lot because he had to, you know, that injury, but what do you make of Henry Ruggs and what you've seen so far?
He's just a big play waiting to happen every time. So I mean, like, with him, it's just you get the balls in it, get the ball in his hand, and he's gonna make a play. Like, he's a guy that can really stretch the field, but He's a little taller, so he can go up and get the ball at the highest point, a little taller than what I could. But he can go out there. He can make plays. I've seen him make plays when he was at Alabama. And the way he just can stretch the field and cover ground so fast, but just barely even looking like he's running. It does remind me of myself, because that's what people used to say. Like, they used to be like, oh, you make running just look effortlessly. But I just been running all my life. And that's literally what he does. But he's so fast that, you know, he knows how to get in and out of his cuts. And, you know, Gruden, they know how to use him. You know, they're going to keep him on the move and use him on those crossing routes. And, you know, that's going to give those safeties a headache, because they're not going to know what to do.
So in the time that you spent with the Raiders, you had this, I believe it was 101-yard kickoff, if it was a return. It was the longest, I think, or third longest in Raiders history. And you did it in 11 seconds. What were you able to attribute that to? Was it the track background that you had? Was it just the way you're able to see the field? That was one of those runs that sticks with you. I remember seeing it. I mean, how do you assess what happened there?
Honestly, the blocking was set up so great. And the only thing I had to do was literally just make one guy miss, and I saw nothing but daylight. And then that's when the track comes into play, because it's just like you kind of set it up, and you just get one cut, and you just have to explode. And that's literally what I did. And I just kind of drove and lifted, and that's, you know, I was in the end zone. So to actually do all that and be there in 11 seconds, like catching the football, running to my left, and then having to find a little way to go, I'd probably say I was running a little fast a little bit.
Yeah, so I mean, the time that you've been were with the Raiders, it was 2010 to 2013. What memories do you take away with you now as you've headed off into your coaching career back in Florida?
Just the camaraderie that I had amongst my teammates. I still call a lot of those guys my brothers, and that's something I try to instill into my kids. You know, treat football, treat this as your outlet, treat it as your plate, your happy place. You know, leave all your emotions, anything that's going on at home, try to leave that at the door. And you can always pick that back up right when you leave practice. And, you know, the kids, they definitely confide in me. They come talk to me, because, you know, they know I've been there, and I tell them the truth. And, you know, just to have them have that camaraderie with their teammates, you know, that's one of the best memories I think that I have, because I still talk to a lot of those guys today. You know, Michael Huff, Dan McFadden, Tyvon Branch, Darius Haywood-Bey, Lewis Murphy, Mike Mitchell, like all those guys, still talk to them still to this day. A lot of them were at my baby shower. So, you know, it's things in life that, you know, you start doing after football that, you know, now we start living. Like, football is great. It gave me a great opportunity to do things that a lot of people won't be able to do. But I'm grateful for what it gave me. And, you know, now I feel like I'm actually really living my life now with, you know, just having my daughter, Oakland. You know, that's just her middle name, just because I wanted her to still have the town in her, because daddy loves the town. I love Vegas, but, you know, I still love the town. I love Oakland. So, you know, that's just something that just sticks with me now. You know, just that camaraderie amongst the teammates, and just seeing everybody now just become families and get married. And, you know, it's beautiful now.
That's amazing. How old is your daughter?
She just turned 6 months today, actually.
And so her middle name is Oakland.
Her name is Zara Oakland Ford.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Congratulations on becoming a papa, and great pick there on the name.
Thank you.
I'm a Bay Area native originally, so.
Yeah, a lot of really people nice. Like the name. A lot of people like the name, and you know, I actually didn't even come up with the name. My girlfriend actually did, so hats off to her for actually thinking about it. She thought about daddy, so.
Right now you're coaching in high school football. Tell me a little bit about, like, how you are as a coach, what you instill in the kids.
I used to be a little pushover coach, like, kind of, you know, I give them a little leeway, but I saw that I got more out of them whenever I was a little more stern. So now that I'm more stern with them, they've been nothing but great. My receivers have been making so many plays lately, and they've been excited. You know, they're excited every week to get another opportunity. And tonight is going to be a good game for us, because this team is very talented. They have some really good athletes out there in the muck. If people don't know about the muck is Belglade, Clewiston, South Bay. That's, you know, that's Florida talk. That's, people know what that is, and they have nothing but athletes out there. I'm a good coach to them, but I take everything I learned from Clemson and just apply it to them. So, like, everything that Dabo taught me, I instill in them. And, you know, they might ask me, like, hey, coach, I might have saw this. And I'm like, that's fine if you want to do it, but you just have to make sure you can do it. I don't never try to make them do it just my way. So if they see something that they feel like they can do that works for them, then I let them do it. But it's just, it's fun to see them. Like, I have one kid, he's a freshman. He always comes to me every day. He's like, what's up? Like, I haven't seen him since this past Monday, and I saw him yesterday. He comes up to me, he's like, what's up, coach? I missed you. I'm like, I miss you too, Joe Durant. He's a freshman, but he's going to play. He doesn't play like a freshman. So, you know, I just get guys like that, and they just, you know, it's good to see, because you get some good kids there, and all my kids are good, and, you know, all they want to do is go out there and play football. And we're just thankful to have a football season right now, so – that's one thing that I tell them, like, be thankful that we're actually even playing the game right now, especially with everything that's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a huge ordeal right now, and everything that's been going on with this pandemic. And during this pandemic, you were actually able to go out and also do a virtual chat through the Raiders with the program with Canyon Springs High School. So what was that experience like for you to do that chat and to kind of share your experiences?
It was good, you know, because then I felt like they got to see that I was just a normal human being, and, you know, just kind of got to see, you know, who I really was as a person, because I was actually up on vacation in New Jersey with my girlfriend and her family. So, you know, I was telling them that, and, you know, I was just trying to relate to them as, you know, the way that I know how to relate to them, because I'm still young. I still know how to, like, I know how to talk to them. I'm going to be myself always, no matter what. And I mean, just the experience, just to have them listen to me, and just like how they were just like, they were locked in, and, you know, and afterwards they asked a good amount of questions. It was more questions than I thought they would, but it was fun. You know, it's always good to, it's been fun to be back doing stuff with the Raiders. I can't stress that enough. You know, you guys gave me an opportunity to live out a dream since I was 6 years old. So, you know, to be able to just go back and tell my stories of stuff that I went through, and hopefully these kids can learn from any mistakes that I did or things I didn't do as well, that you can do even better. And, you know, I just try to tell them that, you know, just try to be great. Like, I had a kid come to me yesterday from my school, he's like, coach, how do I be great? And I told him, I said, just keep doing all the little things right. And just keep, he's super smart. And I mean, he's tall. I call him Gumby. He's going to be, he makes plays. He makes plays for me. I call him Gumby. He didn't like his nickname at first, but now he kind of gets it, because he can just literally just snag the ball, like, weird, awkward position. You remind me of somebody named Brandon Lloyd. He makes some crazy catches like Brandon Lloyd. So that's what he reminds me of. But just being able to just to connect with the youth just in general, you know, I wish I could have connected more with people like me whenever I was growing up like that. I just had my brother, and that was, you know, he was my biggest hero, my biggest role model. So that was who I had to look up to. We're 9 years apart. So he was the person that guided me the most. And, you know, just the way that he did that to me, you know, I made sure I wanted to do that back.
That's great stuff. And right now the Raiders have just come off a win over Kansas City. They head in to face the Buccaneers here off the bye week. And Kansas City was a place where I know you have some memories as well. A big, I think, 94-yard kickoff return there. And
my first touchdown.
Yeah.
Can never forget it. First touchdown. I actually have the pictures up in my house now from that game. So my daughter can definitely see it. She can see her daddy just in action, just making plays there. So, and plus now they're one and zero against Kansas City, Vegas. So we're winning.
Yeah, how huge is that for this team? Do you think that they finally got over that hump with where Derek Carr hadn't been able to go into KC and win?
I think it's just been a long time coming. You know, I just feel like we just needed to put the puzzles together, and I think they have the right pieces there now. And, you know, as long as this team here stays healthy. And that number 24 back there running around, love watching him play. He plays the game with so much emotion, passion. I was like, yeah, you 110% deserve to wear that number.
Yeah.
Hands down. Love watching him play. Love watching him play.
He's got the throwback sleeves on that too.
I love it. Just reminds me of, you know, the late Willie. So that's exactly what I think about. That's exactly what I think about. I think that's probably why. I think that's why I like the way that he plays. He plays it old school. He plays it the way I know that, you know, old blue would want him to be played. So I love it.
Beautiful. Well, last thing I just want to leave you with, if you could tell any Raider right now, just something from your experience that might help one of these young receivers to think about their career right now in the NFL and what they're doing with the Raiders, what would you say to them?
I'd probably say one thing that my coach told me when I first got to the Raiders, he said, Jacoby, you're doing good right now, but just always remember, there's always going to be another rookie that is going to come in. So always play like you're a rookie, no matter what. And I took that to heart because when I was trying to make the team at Tennessee, I was acting just like a rookie. And I had my best camp. I didn't miss a practice. I learned every position. And, you know, I was able to walk out of there like with my head held high because, you know, I didn't make the team, but it was the fact that I did everything I could to make that team. And I was only cut with the hour deadline left. So, you know, to me, like I overcame a lot just, you know, for me mentally and, you know, physically, just because, you know, just a couple injuries that I had to battle and go through. But, you know, to those guys, just always play like you're a rookie, man. And just never get complacent. Just never get complacent and just keep making plays, man. And just love this game. Love this game and the game will love you back.
That was Jacoby Ford, and when I come back, we're going to hear from Coach Gus McNair about the Raiders outreach program that happened with Canyon Springs High School in Las Vegas this week, and we're going to wrap things up with hearing some sounds from Derek Carr and John Gruden about Trent Brown and what's happening there, as I mentioned earlier in the show. So stay tuned right here on the Vegas Nation podcast. Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people. Fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need and you can pause your account at any time and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. I'm sure everybody out there is excited, looking forward to seeing what the Raiders do here against Tom Brady. That'll be what all the fans listening to this podcast will be looking into this week. And Pepsi is the refreshment that you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. All right, everybody. It's Heidi Fang here with Coach Gus McNair, who works at the Canyon Springs High School with the football program and has been very well attached here with the Las Vegas Raiders throughout this virtual elite chat program that they've been putting together. So, Coach, what can you tell me about Canyon Springs High School's involvement in this program and how it came to be with the Raiders?
Well, we probably connected probably about a couple of years back, about 2018, before they even established themselves playing any games here in town. I was blessed to win Coach of the Week 1 week in September. Then at the end of that season, I was blessed to win Coach of the Year, one of 32 coaches selected to be nominated for Don Shula Head Coach of the Year. And from that point, we kind of just established a relationship where they would come out and still help in the community, still come out and talk to our kids, still come out and bless our kids with, you know, things such as gloves, maybe cleats, other things, you know, that they may need, connecting us with if there's a player here in town who's doing food drives or something of that nature, connecting us with that type of thing.
Experiences have been very different this year. Obviously, because of COVID-19, the season hasn't kicked off exactly the way you might have had in mind at this time last year what next season would be like. So what has it been like, the struggles for you coaching throughout this pandemic?
You know, not so much coaching. That hasn't been the issue. It's probably been more of just the mental for the kids and mental for the coaches and mental for one another, just kind of keeping us all in the same place, keeping us occupied, keeping our minds right. We did what we called the accountability checks, where we would do, everybody would be doing their own workout and they'd be sending it to me, and I would make these cool highlight videos and just, you know, making sure we communicate. You know, my staff and myself have been very good about reaching out to the kids, making sure we communicate during this time, and making sure kids stay plugged in some way.
Did you get to hear much of what Jacoby Ford said in his address to the students? And what was that like to have a guy like Jacoby Ford, who had achieved so much in a small time with the Raiders? He still holds on to that kickoff return for touchdown record with the team. What was it like to hear him?
It was great to hear Jacoby speak. He had a wealth of knowledge to share with the kids. Even myself, I was able to pick up some things as well, just listening to him speak, and that just really encouraged me as well, and just about staying tuned in and focused, and, you know, just the hard work and the drive, even when you get mentally tired, even when you get physically tired, keep pushing, keep working. You know, there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. No matter how dark it seems, there's going to be light there. Just got to keep working.
All right, that was the head coach at the Canyon Springs High School football program, Gus McNair, discussing the Raiders Community Outreach Program. But now, as promised, I'm going to bring you some sounds from today's media presser with John Gruden and Derek Carr as they discuss how COVID-19 could affect this team this week as the team prepares for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, we're listening to the league, and they're advising us on what to do. Trent Brown is not here today. His status is unknown. We had to send five of our starting linemen home today because they had a tracer. I guess they were around Trent. I can't get into things any more than that, but hopefully we'll get some players back tomorrow or for Sunday. And it's obvious. I mean, we don't have Trent today. We don't have any of our linemen today. So how happy am I? I'm not happy. I'm concerned. I'm really more concerned about Trent, his health, than anything. You know, this is COVID, and I am concerned about anybody that has it or is near it.
Derek, obviously we're in unusual times, but when you come back to work on a Wednesday after the bye week and your whole offensive line has to be sent home due to, you know, COVID-19, I imagine that ranks way up there in unusual things that you face. But how do you navigate that through this course of this week, you know, with the uncertainty and all of that goes into it?
You know what's crazy is I know we touched on it a little bit before, is – whoever's out there, that's who's out there. Nobody cares about this or that. They just see the win loss, and that's all that matters in this business. So with that said, we came in with the mindset today, you're like, oh dang, you feel bad for those guys, you know, you feel for them, you pray for them, make sure they're okay, make sure their families are okay, all those kind of things. But at the same time, we have a job to do while we're here, so you have to compartmentalize a little bit. You have to separate the two. Once you step on the field, and hey, we have to act like this is game day. We have to act like this is the group we're rolling out with, so we get ready to play. And that's just the mindset, the culture that we have here, and the mindset we've taken on. It ranks number one in the weirdest things. And y'all know we've seen a lot of weird things around here in my 7 years, but this is definitely up there with some of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
All right, again, that was from today's media availabilities. That was John Gruden and Derek Carr talking about what it means to this team that Trent Brown may not be able to play due to COVID-19 coming up this Sunday. And as they both said, they're hoping to have five guys ready to go. And we will keep you updated on all of this as we learn more. You can keep up with everything Raiders related on VegasNation.com as well as the Vegas Nation app. Give us all a follow on Twitter at Heidi Fang, and for everything happening with your Raiders Vegas Nation on all your social media platforms. So everybody, don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you are listening, and I will be back next week. They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.